Good morning. Yesterday's security developments from Thursday, January 08, 2026, include 15 articles covering critical vulnerabilities, nation-state campaigns, and emerging threats. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
Sierra reports CVE-2026-21858, dubbed NE8MARE, is a critical content-type confusion vulnerability in the N8N workflow automation platform, enabling unauthenticated remote code execution. The flaw allows attackers to manipulate webhook request headers to read arbitrary files, including databases and encryption keys, affecting an estimated 100,000 servers globally and putting API credentials, OAuth tokens, and entire automation infrastructures at risk.
The FBI warns that North Korean Kim Suki threat actors are conducting spear phishing campaigns using malicious QR codes to target US entities, including NGOs, think tanks, and government organizations with connections to North Korea. The QR codes route victims through attacker-controlled redirectors to credential harvesting pages impersonating Microsoft 365, Okta, or VPN portals, enabling session token theft and MFA bypass.
Cisco Talos identifies UAT-7290, a China-linked threat actor active since 2022, conducting espionage operations against telecommunications providers in South Asia and Southeastern Europe. The group exploits one-day vulnerabilities and uses SSH brute force attacks to deploy a Linux malware suite, including RushDrop, DriveSwitch, and SilentRaid, establishing operational relay box nodes within victim networks.
ReSecurity reports the Shiny Hunters cybercriminal group, linked to the Comm ecosystem, conducted widespread data breaches targeting over 160 organizations, including AT&T, Ticketmaster, and Santander Bank, through exploitation of Snowflake environments with weak authentication. The group used stolen credentials without MFA to access customer environments, stealing PII, medical records, and call logs of high-profile individuals, including government officials.
Checkpoint Research analyzes Go Brute Forcer, a modular botnet written in Go that targets Linux servers by brute forcing credentials for FTP, MySQL, PostgreSQL, and PHP MyAdmin services. The malware exploits AI-generated server deployment examples with weak defaults, specifically targeting crypto and blockchain project databases, with over 50,000 servers estimated to be vulnerable.
Reverse Society examines Intellexa and Citrox's Predator iOS malware, a sophisticated surveillance framework that targeted journalists, activists, and political figures between 2021 and 2023. The spyware operates as a dual-mode binary with watcher and helper components, designed for long-term deployment with orchestration, persistence, and surveillance capabilities.
Seeker provides supplementary analysis of LoJax, the first UEFI rootkit found in the wild, which exploits race conditions in SPI flash write protections on systems with disabled or misconfigured secure boot. The malware achieves firmware-level persistence by deploying a malicious DXE driver that drops kernel mode and user mode C2 agents during early OS boot, surviving OS reinstallations.
The Web Decoy team introduces JA4 TLS fingerprinting as an improved detection technique against AI scrapers and browser-as-a-service platforms that bypass traditional bot detection by spoofing user agents and using residential IPs. JA4 analyzes the TLS handshake, which is harder to fake than client-side properties, addressing limitations of its predecessor, JA3.
M4 NBAT details a defensive agent technique where attackers abuse msbuild.exe, a trusted Microsoft application, to execute malicious code embedded within .proj files, effectively bypassing antivirus and application whitelisting solutions. This technique has been associated with threats including async rat and clickfix malware campaigns.
M4 NBAT also reports on the BSOD clickfix campaign, known as fault hashtag Blix, which delivers async rat malware using fake blue screen of death screens to trick users. The attack uses .url files in the Windows startup folder that point to rat executables dropped in C, Windows, temp, with a specific 5-character alphanumeric file name pattern.
TrustedSec has released an updated Sysmon community guide based on real-world incident response experiences involving ransomware investigations and nation-state activity. The guide provides improved configuration guidance, MITRE attack mappings, and practical recommendations for detection engineering teams, timely as Sysmon will be integrated into Windows 11 and Windows Server 2025.
Joshua Japes released a Yara rule to detect DC RAT malware samples used in the FaultBlix campaign, specifically identifying stub.exe samples that employ PE stomping techniques to modify the creation date of executable files. This detection capability enables security defenders to identify and respond to DC RAT infections associated with this campaign.
Security researcher DigiCat released a Yara rule named Inflated FAT-SPM, designed to detect everything supposed to be sampling of implement of it, mean to bring that the first closes the development self to infer the end of the way to fend implementers. But now, it's an improved Wurt Sub-9 offer supply, maybe the distributed any of them. For the distributed martable, decide the downset for the conflict by one space. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every mance by the canes of the fact. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every components. Protect that Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every single canes. The trek of its detection, results that ejectingly did effective 2014. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect evidence of poor, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. The truth of the world isn't exactly made in security defended. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Mikniclean exactly made in security researcher Digicat, the mansum every time in mad. This impact that enabled to fence that you cannot be more critical of themselves. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. The 10% of these others rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. The 10% of these others rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Number 11. The Djekmili provide another practice to the dram known as a chatwa, trying to begin by 21 and martable detect 21. The Djekmili manned as well of the practice that proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. The Djekmili manned as well of the practice that the proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Reach the development that the practice that proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. The Djekmili manned as well of the practice that the proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. The Djekmili manned as well of the practice that the proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher Digicat released a Yara rule named Inflated Abasaur File, designed to detect every single canes. Number 12. The Djekmili manned as well of the practice that the proposed all man stop, dramain the main contrate itself. Security researcher DigiCat released a Yaravul named Inflated Ubisoft File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher DigiCat released a Yaravul named Inflated Ubisoft File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher DigiCat released a Yaravul named Inflated Ubisoft File, designed to detect every single canes. Security researcher DigiCat released a Yaravul named Inflated Ubisoft File, designed to detect every single canes. The Jejekmeli man does well of the practice that the proposed all man starp drement the main country itself. Security researcher DigiCat released a Yaravul named Enable, designed to detect evasive PE files larger than 300 megabytes with unusually low entropy values between 3 and 0.01. The rule targets potential malware using file inflation or padding techniques to evade detection, as typical PE files have entropy around 6 or 7.
RustyNoob619 developed a Yaravul to detect InDestroyer malware by analyzing specific product IDs in PE-rich headers of executable files under 500 key. This detection capability is particularly relevant for defending critical infrastructure environments against malware known for attacking industrial control systems.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced charges against an Illinois man in connection with a Snapchat hacking investigation. Additional details about the specific techniques used, charges filed, or victims affected were not available in the source material provided.